A new report released today says that nearly 3.9 million people in Florida are in families that spend more than 10% of their income on health care costs. Kim Bailey is a senior policy analyst with Families USA, the Washington-based healthcare advocacy group that released the study today.
As this report demonstrates, millions of Floridians are in families that face high healthcare costs. As a result, Florida families are spending a much larger portion of their income on healthcare costs, and healthcare is becoming less and less affordable. For decades, support for health reform has been motivated by feelings of altruism, something promoted for the good of others rather than oneself. As more families join the ranks of those with high healthcare costs, however, reforming healthcare is becoming a priority issue of self-interest.
The name of the report is Too Great a Burden, Florida Families at Risk, part of Families USA's series of reports of every state in the country's healthcare situation. In addition to the large numbers of those spending over 10% income on healthcare, the study says that more than 1.2 million Floridians are in families that will spend more than 25% of their pre-tax income on healthcare costs. Also participating on the conference call was Tampa area Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor, who has put health care, especially children's health care, at the top of her agenda. She says the study indicates what has become painfully obvious over the years, that the health care crisis in the U.S. goes beyond those who don't have any insurance.
We're often talking about the uninsured, but there are plenty of families out there who have insurance, but they continue to be socked by the rising cost of health care. Employers are discontinuing offering health insurance, and oftentimes what I hear from families is maybe they can afford that premium for the employee, but they cannot afford to pay to include their spouse and their children.
The report also shows a huge growth in health care insurance premiums since the year 2000. Again, Kathy Bailey from Families USA.
Increases in premiums, of course, are driven by increases in underlying health care costs. We know that prescription drugs are one of the fastest growing parts of health care. Prescription drugs have increased astronomically over the last 8 to 10 years. And we also know that hospital services and doctor services are also increasing rapidly. We also have seen a marked trend of insurance company consolidation across the country. And that really means that perhaps individuals aren't able to get, individuals and companies aren't able to negotiate the best rates for health insurance.
Abigail Vladek is with the Human Services Coalition based in Miami-Dade County. She adds the property tax problems in Florida as an additional factor in rising health care costs.
Because far and away the largest portion of local, county, and municipal budgets is spent on personnel costs. And I'm not just talking here about administrative staff, but about firemen and police and the people who keep our communities safe. And these personnel costs, of course, include, as they well should, good access to quality health care. And we know now with this study that the cost of health care across the board is rising at an alarming rate for the insured, for the uninsured, out of pocket, for the patient, as well as the employer. So as we here in Florida look for ways to provide comprehensive tax relief, we really have to keep in mind that the cost of keeping government running gets more and more expensive every single year, in part because of these rising health care costs.
Healthcare will undoubtedly be as big an issue in next year's elections as it was back in 1992, the last time a president tried to fix the inequities in the system. Since then, HMOs have only prospered, making the topic mandatory for the Democratic candidates, with nearly all of them offering detailed plans for coverage. The Republican candidates, however, generally have emphasized private plans versus a universal-style healthcare system. Congresswoman Kathy Castor, who has yet to endorse a Democrat in the primaries, says she has been reviewing the plans of all of the candidates so far.
But there is no doubt this issue that Families USA so coherently points out here is going to be a primary issue in the elections of 2008 throughout the nation in the congressional elections and for president, because this is just fundamental to hardworking families. They don't understand how these costs can continue to rise at such an extent. They're paying some the folks who have health insurance, they're paying these premiums, but they're just out of sight. And when you add on the gas prices, the property insurance, and just the rising cost of housing, people are looking for help.